John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So today on the Health and Wellbeing Show, we are going to be talking about all things hips, and in particular, sports-related hip injuries. Now, I've come along to Harrogate Hospital today, and I'm here with hip and knee specialist John Conroy. Hello, John.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. And it's great to have you back on the Health and Wellbeing Show. Now, when it comes to hips, when I think I'm like many other people, you think of maybe the older generation, maybe the wear and tear over the years and they've had to get a hip replacement. But sports-related hip injuries, that's all age groups, because you think how often kids can play sports during school and that sort of thing. So what sort of injuries and what sort of referrals do you get here at Harrogate Hospital?
Well, Ben, I agree with the perception that you've said that most people who have hip problems are the elderly people who've got osteoarthritis of the hips, and there's no doubt that's a large proportion of our practice. But with the sports-related injuries, they can occur from children all the way through to the older population. I do a procedure called hip arthroscopy, which is keyhole surgery of the hip, so I tend to attract patients from throughout the whole region and beyond. We get patients coming from all over the country and sometimes abroad. If we go through the different age groups, younger patients, children, can present with an unusual gait or the way that they walk, and that might be related to anatomical abnormalities they've got in their hips, and that can predispose for them to get sports-related injuries earlier. So if you've got an unusual shape hip and you exercise on it, you're more likely to get an injury than perhaps somebody with a technically normal shape hip. And these abnormalities might not be really obvious. They might be quite subtle. So if your hip shape is shallow, or you have a bump on the femoral neck, which is called a cam lesion, it may not be until you're in your early 20s that you start getting pain in the hip. And that is often the reason why some people get hip arthritis earlier in their lives. And if we can identify those problems in people, we can go through a preventative path to try and get them to make sure that they strengthen the muscles around the hip to protect them from injury, or we can do surgical procedures to try and make their hip shapes a better hip shape to prevent injury in the future or to cure the symptoms that they've got. So we try and get right down to the basics, to the foundations, try and find out where the underlying problem is, and then we build up layer upon layer of preventative actions, and we try and build up the patient so that they can get back to activity without causing recurrent injuries. So part of that is a team approach. You've got your surgeon who can fix some of the problems that can only be fixed by surgery, and then you've got teams like physiotherapists and other therapists who can help people prevent injuries.
My name's Louise Grant, and I've been a chartered physiotherapist for over 30 years, and I own PhysioCure here at Cookridge Hall with my business partner Anna Higo. And here we have a multidisciplinary team of physical trainers, massage therapists, psychotherapists, occupational therapists and physiotherapists working alongside surgeons in the area, and one of those is John Conroy, the hip surgeon. And we're based here at Cookridge Hall, which is part of the Ballantyne chain. All the team do different sorts of treatments, but myself, I specialise in hips. So someone might come along, I'll assess them. Now, the first thing that I will do as a physiotherapist and see, is it a physio problem or is it a surgical problem? Because it's important that we route the patient down the right direction. And that's why we've got such a close relationship with John Conroy from Yorkshire Hip Clinic. And we then liaise about patients very, very regularly. And if it's a physiotherapy problem, then we see whether it's a team problem, and with that we might write a plan which involves them seeing the physical trainer, which is Tom Higo, who you're going to be speaking to soon. We might see our Pilates instructor or our hydrotherapy person, or maybe it might be that they need some help with pain relief and see the psychotherapist. But very much we work as a whole team and work out a plan for that patient.
Now, you mentioned before we're joined by Tom Higo, who is a physical trainer here at PhysioCure. Tom, you just want to talk us through your role here, because it's a very busy time of year for you. We were talking off air how busy your days are at the moment, so just talk us through what you get up to.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, where I normally come into this sequence, so when they typically come and see us, first of all, they'll go see Louise and they'll do some calming, and then they'll probably go to our Pilates, and then we'll do some control work. So we'll actually try and regain control of the femoral head inside the socket. and then usually there'll be a little bit of a crossover and I start to look at more the strengthening side of things as well, to get people back to play and back to sport and things like that as well. The approach we use, as I said, is functional movements. So that's squatting, picking things up from the floor, stepping up and down, doing like a lunging pattern, pushing and pulling. However, if I was just to take somebody in the gym post-surgery and just start boshing out those movements, then I'm going to exacerbate the pre-existing postural flaw. So we start from more floor-based. We use what's called developmental neuromuscular sequencing. Huge word, I love using it because it makes me sound clever. But basically, it's like how a baby learns to move. So baby starts off life on the floor, and then from the floor gets to all fours, and then kneeling, half kneeling, and then up to standing.
Things that you can do to help prevent injuries, first of all, regular exercise for your core and trunk can help give your limbs a strong base to work from. However, as you get older, you might need to mix up your activities. So say you're a cyclist, you might need to think about maybe not doing as much cycling, doing other things like swimming, weight training, Pilates, to then help give the joints a rest. Also, it's important to be aware doing one sport might make you strong in certain muscles but weak in others, and so that can create muscle imbalance.
Any surgeon will tell you that before you consider surgery, it's really important that you exhaust all conservative measures. And what we mean by that is that rather than surgery that has a risk associated with it, you should always try the simple things first. So reducing activity levels, resting for a few weeks and just seeing whether your symptoms settle. Consider anti-inflammatories. Consider the way that you're running. You might want to look at your running gait, your shoes, perhaps inserts in your shoes. You may want to see a physiotherapist just to give you a once-over, and again an MOT to make sure that everything's being looked at properly. And there is specific therapies that they can give that, for most conditions, physiotherapy can really, really help you. So I would always say a good 6 weeks to 3 months trial with physiotherapy and non-operative treatments would be a good option before seeing a surgeon.
Okay, so if there's anyone listening on the Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing show that maybe wants to come and see you guys, see yourself, John, and find out about maybe a hip injury they have, or an injury that maybe one of their children has at a younger age, how would they do so? Do they find out on the internet? They come to you directly?
Yeah, you can get referred. You can get referred either through the NHS, you can get referred through the BMI Duchy Hospital in Harrogate, or there's the Harlow Suite at the NHS Hospital, or there's Leeds Nuffield. So there's various ways of getting there, but you can come and see me through the NHS or through the private route.
John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.